Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Donald Trump says religious leaders shouldn't question a person's faith, calling it disgraceful. That in response to a comment Pope Francis made following his visit to the border of Mexico and the U.S. today, saying anyone who wants to build a border wall isn't a Christian. Trump accuses the Mexican government of using Francis as a pawn and says the Pope has only heard one side of the story.
The Pope only heard one side of the story. And he didn't see the crime, the drug trafficking, and the negative economic impact the current policy, you'd see what's going on, right? The current policies have on the United States.
Meanwhile, Francis is venturing into what could be considered new ground in Catholic doctrine on the use of artificial birth control. And Pier Silvia Pajoli reports Francis suggests it could serve a purpose for those vulnerable to the apparent link between the Zika virus and a severe birth defect.
The Pope was asked what he thought about some authorities advising pregnant women with Zika to have abortions and if using contraception would be the lesser evil. Francis categorically ruled out abortion, saying it is not a lesser evil, it is a crime. It is killing one person to save another. Francis then spoke of the little-known special dispensation handed down by his predecessor, Pope Paul VI, allowing nuns in Africa to use the birth control pill because they risked being raped during a conflict there. The Pope said, unlike abortion, avoiding pregnancy is not an absolute evil, adding that in certain cases using contraception might be the lesser evil. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Suspending ISIS's Twitter accounts may be having an effect. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, a new study suggests a suspended account loses followers.
Twitter recently revealed that it had suspended some 125,000 ISIS-related accounts over the past 6 months. ISIS supporters have always maintained that suspending an account was useless because they just created new accounts and their followers found them. A new study by the Program on Extremism at George Washington University suggests that might not be true. The report says that the numbers indicate that after a Twitter suspension, the new account created to take its place usually has a devastating reduction in the number of people who follow it. That's important because ISIS has used social media to spread propaganda and attract new recruits. And this means that Twitter suspensions may be limiting the group's reach. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Wall Street snapped a three-day rally today, ending lower by the bell. The Dow down 40 points, stand at 16,413. For the Dow, that's about a 0.25% drop. The Nasdaq was down more than 1%, losing 46 points, stand at 4487. The S&P 500 down 8. This is NPR. Police have raided the Spanish headquarters of one of the world's largest banks owned by the Chinese government. Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid. It's part of an investigation into alleged money laundering.
It's dubbed Operation Shadow, a probe into deposits and transfers of money by the state-owned Industrial and Commercial Bank of China. Spanish police searched the bank's Madrid office and have detained five of its directors. Spanish and European authorities are investigating the Chinese bank's Spain unit in the alleged laundering of at least $44 million in deposits from suspected criminal organizations. The bank denies breaking any laws and says it's cooperating with investigators. Last spring, Spanish police arrested 32 alleged members of a Chinese criminal ring accused of importing goods illegally and then transferring their profits back to China through ICBC, that same state bank. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
The Stanley Cup-winning Chicago Blackhawks were honored at the White House today, where President Obama praised his hometown team, saying the third title in 6 years is an amazing championship run. Then he took a moment to poke a little fun.
Before I was president, I just want to point out, you, the Blackhawks, had gone almost half a century without seeing this thing. Now you've got the hat trick, so I think it's pretty clear the kind of luck I've brought to this team.
Chicago won its latest title by defeating the Tampa Bay Lightning in 6 games last June. The team came bearing gifts for the president, too, including a parking pass to United Center. That's the Blackhawks' home ice. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.